WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes says Wisconsin governors are facing a new kind of challenge as federal pressure increasingly enters areas traditionally handled by states. In a visit to the WXCO studios on Thursday, Barnes said recent threats towards other states shows how quickly those dynamics can change.
We have not had to deal with experience, at least not in my lifetime. But we don't take the threats lightly.
Barnes took aim at the Trump administration, saying they govern using fear. He says Wisconsin should not respond by backing down.
He's using these fear and scare tactics to try to get people in positions to go along with his political agenda, which does nothing to serve the people of Wisconsin. It only serves his own interests.
Barnes says waiting for the next election is not an option as families struggle with rising costs. He says leaders must act immediately using the power they already have.
We are 2 weeks into 2026 and we see how things have quickly devolved. If things can happen this quickly in 2 weeks of this year, or even 1 year of Donald Trump's second presidency, imagine what more can happen in 10 months. We don't have the luxury to sit around and wait.
Barnes also discussed concerns in rural Wisconsin about renewable energy projects replacing farmland. He says local opposition to an energy project should be heard, but also says there is room for compromise.
If we have community opposition to a project, I think that opposition should be respected, but also want to make sure people have the right information about how land use is still achievable.
Barnes also says rural job losses, including due to paper mill closures, require the state to invest in small businesses, clean energy manufacturing, and recreation-based industries. With warm winter spells becoming more and more common, be careful when you walk on ice. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot breaks it down.
Milwaukee just hit nearly 60 degrees, and even Minneapolis reached the low 40s. That's spring melting weather, causing significant ice loss on the Great Lakes in just 1 week. They dropped from 15% down to a mere 5% ice coverage. Lake Michigan had over 11% ice, and now it's down to just 7%, while Lake Superior, the coldest of them all, has merely 3%. Inland lakes are having the same problem. Thinning ice and slushy open waters are revealing themselves. If you break through, the Coast Guard rushes out.
We have an ice rig and an airboat ready to go. It usually takes us about 10 minutes to get on the road, and then depending on how long it takes us to actually drive to the location.
That's Coast Guard Sturgeon Bay BM3 Evan Peffley. With the clock ticking and your life in the icy waters, how long do you have to survive? It's the 1-10-1 rule.
You have like 1 minute to catch your breath before you start freaking out and hyperventilating. And then you have 10 minutes of meaningful movements. You'll start to have issues with like moving your fingers, toes. And then generally speaking, like you have usually about an hour.
Gusty winds shove and heave ice sheets around, causing them to weaken, where one spot may be a foot thick, and then taking your next step could be just inches.
Ice floes are the main causes people go out ice fishing. There'll be a crack in the ice, and then the wind will end up blowing a large chunk of ice with people on it, and people just start floating away.
No ice is completely safe ice, but clear ice is thicker compared to snow-covered, milky, or bubbly-looking ice. Also, avoid inlets, outlets, and narrows that have currents running underneath, and always bring ice picks with you and a rope.
A celebration for Martin Luther King Jr. Day kicks off at 5:30 p.m. this evening. The women's community is hosting the celebration at Marathon Park in Eastgate Hall. The event will feature food, speakers, performances, and more. According to the Marathon County Historical Society, Dr. King visited Wausau in 1967 during part of Center Week, held at the end of the semester by the Marathon County Center University, now known as UW-Stevens Point at Wausau. His speech took place at the Youth Administration Building in Marathon Park. Tonight's celebration is free to attend, but registration is required. To register for the event, go to visitwausau.com under events. The Wausau City Council on Tuesday narrowly approved a new appointment to the city's Ethics Board. Former Assistant City Attorney Tara Alfonso replaces Robin DeVos, who resigned her position last month after serving past her term limit through the board's investigation of Mayor Doug Dinney for moving a ballot box. Alfonso's term ends in April 2029. She's the third appointee to the board made by Dinney following their investigation. The council voted 6-5 to confirm her appointment. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is sharing tips on recognizing human trafficking in honor of National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. State Patrol officials shared behaviors that could indicate someone is a victim of human trafficking, including acting fearful, submissive, or that their movements are being controlled. If you suspect someone may be a victim of human trafficking, you should call 911 if they are in immediate danger. You should call your local non-emergency police number or the National Human Trafficking Hotline if the situation is not life-threatening. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Bucks lose on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks lost to the San Antonio Spurs 119-101. Milwaukee fell so far behind, head coach Doc Rivers decided to wave the white flag and bench most of his starters.
We got our play, guys. Let me say this. Before the game, if you had told us we shot 48 threes, what would you have thought? We didn't make them. And the missed threes, long rebounds got them out running. That hurt us. But the fouling killed us.
The Bucks are off until Monday when they host the Hawks. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers at the Kohl Center tomorrow at 1 against Rutgers. Greg Gard on CBS Sports asked about that big win last weekend over number 2 ranked Michigan.
How many text messages were on your phone when you went to the locker room after the game?
Over 100. Most all the former coaches and ADs I've worked with and for. And no, it was fun. Proud of our players and locker room. Obviously, was very celebratory.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy skies and a bit breezy today with some scattered light snow showers. Any additional accumulations will be light. High temps in the upper 20s. For tonight, a few flakes lingering, otherwise mostly cloudy, breezy with low temperatures near 10 degrees.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.